live a life of freedom and adventure? Are you wanting more than the daily grind? Me too. Welcome to the Emma Lovell Show, a place where we talk about living a life you love now. I'm your host, Emma Lovell, and my number one value is freedom. I've spent the last 14 years running a business and traveling the world, and now I take my husband and toddler along for the adventure too. It's possible, and I know you can create a life doing what you truly love to do. This podcast will inspire, motivate, and encourage you to go after your dreams. Create the life you love and to live it now, not wait for a time or someday in the future. I'll be sharing episodes weekly about how I harmonize business, travel, and self-care. I'll also bring on incredible guests to share their journeys, the wins, the challenges, and how they're creating a life they love. Let's jump in and get dreaming. This is a space for you to manifest a life you love. I would like to acknowledge and recognize Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. I am grateful for the continuing care of the land, waterways and skies where I work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, I pay my respects to the elders past and present.
Hello and welcome to the podcast today. I am Emma Lovell and I'm your host, and I'm recording this. It's actually a birthday podcast and was to be a celebration. It is a celebration. But today also our beautiful Dolly Parton passed away. This is a beautiful book. I'm holding it up for those who aren't watching on video. We found out today, and I've got this beautiful book in my office that it sits in my office all the time, not just today. Dolly is wearing a pink, absolute rhinestoned, gorgeous outfit. This is a thick, thick coffee book table, and it's called Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones, and it's actually by Dolly. And I saw this at a friend's, the Rose Farm Retreat, which Denise Duffield Thomas owned the property, and I saw this on the shelf, and I was like, I have to get that for myself. And so I have it in my office, and I just look at her all the time. And she's just such a role model for shining brightly. So, again, if you're not watching the video, you won't know that I am wearing a sequin top today. And I've also spent the day in denim shorts and Diamante cowboy boots. So I will make that the cover photo for the podcast. But Dolly said, you know, it's hard to be a diamond in a rhinestone world. Thought I should wear my rhinestones today. Everybody knows I love a little sparkle, but, you know, it's not just because she wore fabulous clothes. Like, it's because she knew who she was, and she was so secure of who she was that she was happy to wear whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted. She was a smart woman. She knew that standing out, looking different, big look, vibrant clothes would get her noticed. And she knew that she was an intelligent, talented woman, and that that would show for itself too. So, yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned from Dolly. I could probably do a whole episode on it. She's got some amazing quotes. I'll definitely do a newsletter tribute to her. But, yeah, I genuinely felt very sad, but also so inspired. And if you feel at a loss today and you want to do something good, visit the Imagination Library, Dolly's incredible organization that's given out over 330 million books to children. She created that because her father couldn't read. Like, she's just so much more than the 9 to 5 song and Jolene and like amazing songs. I had this memory of we went to Lake Tahoe, and we went skiing, and it's the border of Nevada and California. So in Nevada, you're allowed to gamble. And so they had a casino in a hotel, as you do. And one of the machines was a Dolly Parton machine. And you know, did the thing and it would play a song. And so I was like, well, I have to play that machine, even though, I don't know, my husband's really not into gambling. But I was like, I just want to play it because it's Dolly. So definitely got it on my list to go to Dollywood at some point, go to Tennessee. I've never been to Tennessee. I've always wanted to go to Nashville. I do like country music, but she was so much more than music. And yeah, I'm just thinking of her today. So big love to Dolly, and big love to everyone who loved her. And just a reminder to shine bright. And you don't know how much joy you're bringing from just being in the world and lighting it up. And so, yeah, today is to do is also funny, like to turn, but is my birthday episode. It's not my birthday anymore. It's not even Leo season anymore. We're in Virgo season, so no wonder I was tired this week because this Virgo season is not mine. But anywho, I don't know if you're into the astrologies, but I am, and I really am enjoying learning more and more about it. Even this is an astrology. This is different, but I got my first set of tarot cards, and I'm loving, loving, loving them. So I should pull a card. I don't know what they all mean, but it's really fun. Well, this one's easy because it says it. The Queen of Wands. I keep pulling the queens. I'll have to look her up. So if you're into tarot and you know what that means, let me know. But obviously, I bought these cards because look, they're rainbow. So I bought them as a gift for myself, my birthday gift. So I'm 39 and I'm tapping into my witchy woo-woo, but she's gold with rainbow. Like it's like holographic. And then it had moons and stars and just been really into the astrology. The black and gold has been a theme for me this year. Golden is my theme of the year. So I've got gold on my phone. I've got these cards, had a sun and moon on them, but the black and the gold. And if you've seen my new business retreat, Me Happy, you'll see that the black and gold and white is coming into that as well. So I'm just really enjoying that sparkle and energy of gold. And even these cards, I had to buy these. Didn't mean to have all these on my desk, but the Inner Temple Oracle cards by Rebecca Campbell. And in her deck, she actually had a beautiful birthday reading. So I did that on my birthday. I pulled four different cards and they each have a message. And whether you're into affirmation cards, oracle cards, tarot cards, none of it, all they are is a message. And sometimes when you're feeling a bit lost and you need a bit of clarity and you need a bit of guidance, obviously the best place to look is inside, but sometimes we can't always hear our inner voice. But it's very easy to go and ask everybody else what they think. Sometimes just getting a little message from the cards can just be a little bit of a reassurance, or you get to interpret it in any way you want. So this one, the last card I had, which was a message for my next year, is create some space, which is always an important and wonderful reminder. So create some space. What I wanted to share with you today was for my 39th, some. About, I think I was 24 or 25, and I remember getting close to my birthday and feeling a bit down because we have, I need to go back to the astrology too. There's so many different interpretations of what is a year. There's the calendar year. So in the Western world, we have January to December, and some people get a bit down around the new year or don't really like that forced time of year. We then have financial year, and in America it's different, and in Europe I think it's different to Australia. Ours is mid-year, some it's April, so we all have a different financial year. Then you could do astrological year, which starts with Aries. Then you could do the Lunar New Year, which starts at a different time again. Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, zodiac, like all different. So and then you got Year of the Rabbit, Year of the, that's the Chinese zodiac. Anyway, so many interpretations, so many ways to view your year. So a cool way that if you're all of these things are to set milestones, kind of thing, to mark time. And if you struggle with any of those definitions of years, a good year time frame for you could be your birth year. And so your birthday can become a really great time to reflect, to set goals, to reset. And for me, it's about gratitude and appreciation. I feel emotional. It is a gift to age. It is a gift to gain wisdom and to grow older. And not everybody gets the gift of time. Not everyone is my cousin who is 103. So I am so grateful to be 39. I had a minor freak out only because I was like, I'm 38, I'm 38. And then I was like, a 40, 40, and thinking 40. And I'm not joking, I'm planning 40 things for my 40th. Some are extravagant, like going to Antarctica, going to Egypt to see the eclipse, being in Portugal for my actual birthday. Now I'm thinking I'll do an India trip. So, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of travel, a lot of adventure, but some of them are more minor. Some of them are like, do the salsa lesson, learn the language, or get to level blah, blah in the language, finish reading a book. Write down 40 goals for the next 10 years, Write down a letter to your past younger self, write a letter to your 50-year-old self that you read in 10 years. So anyway, I've got a bunch of ideas. But it's, yeah, the freak out was around the 39 until I was like, I don't know, it's just I kind of skipped. I was like, I am this age, I will be this age in by the time I'm 40. Oh, I'm fine with 40. So it wasn't about getting older, it was just the number sounded funny. But then I also realized that 9 is my favorite number. Which I should remember, but I also quite like numerology now, and I'm all into the signs. Just bear with me. But I went, oh, 3 squared is 9, and 3 threes are 9. And actually, if you do numerology, it's 3 plus 9 is 12, and 1 plus 2 equals 3. And so there's lots of threes, and three is generally a wealth number. It's yeah, it just it's a nice number. So 333, I always see that, and it means like money, wealth, reassurance. Lots of different interpretations, but it just, I was like, okay, cool. I'm really happy to be 39. Next week I'll celebrate my 17 years in business, which is really exciting as well. So I'll do a separate podcast about that and talk about where the business is at. I've been doing a little bit of that lately, of just reminding you what evolution looks like, what change looks like, and what I'm up to and how you can work with me. Of course, this is the Emma Lovell show, so I do talk about what I'm doing in my life and all the things I'm up to. And at the end of this episode, I will give you an update on where we're up to with India. But back to the like, sometimes people find the birthday daunting or the 39, the age, or might even have this sense of like not feeling like you've achieved. So when I was about 24 or 25, or 24 turning 25, I'd done this really big thing the year before. I'd climbed a mountain, I climbed Kilimanjaro, I'd raised thousands for charity. I think I had moved states, I just had done a lot of things that were real easily markable milestones. And so when I was getting close to my birthday, I was like, well, what have I even done this year? And so I went for a walk, and while I was on that walk, I just thought about the past year and started to rattle off things that I had done. And once I stopped and actually made the time to think about it, I had actually done a lot of things. And we just take for granted all the things that we do because we don't document them or mark them down until somebody asks us. So I'm really encouraging you. And if it's not your birthday for a while and you just want to do this anyway, it gives you a number, but or choose 10 to start with. But your age is a really good one and it kind of challenges you. So I ch challenged myself to write down 39 things. And of course, the first five were big or easy. Then the first 10 were pretty easy. And I got to 20. And then I actually was on a walk and I kind of started to mumble and I went, I'll just leave it for now. And I actually used a voice note to record those. But then the next day, so I did that the day before my birthday, on my actual birthday, I wrote down another 20. And I had to sort of think for a few of them. And then some of them started to come back more easily. So I wanted today to share with you that list. I hope you enjoy this list. And I hope it inspires you to do the same of your list of things. So you can hear in this what I've been up to. So number one, which is kind of intangible, but also tangible, I feel much more comfortable being who I am. It's not really a tangible achievement, but and it might sound strange to people because I come across as confident and I do have a lot of confidence, but there's still so much conditioning in our lives telling us who we are and how we should be. And getting to this age, I feel like I know myself more and more, and I trust myself more and more. And this was something that came up with the Dolly Parton, interviews and things I've seen today. She was like, one of her statements was, I am secure in myself. And I am secure with who I am. And I think it's a lovely place to be. And I know that when I make a commitment, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And anybody who knows me for 5 minutes, they know that too. My number two is that I advocated for my son. And I'm really proud of the way I continue to advocate for my son. And I just know that I'll always be in his corner. So these are all things from the past year. Number three, I completed a huge legacy project for my cousin Bill. I said in 2009 that I would write him a book, and at the time he was 86. He's now 103, and I held on to that dream for 16 years. And I started writing it in October 25. The book was published in February 2026. We had the launch party in April 2026, and we've now sold more than 550 copies by August 2026. He loves it, he's proud of it, and that's just the thing that makes me happy. And I'm still ordering books for him, and he's distributing them, so he's having a great time. So congratulations to my cousin and to me. A Life of Magic is now published. I bought a business. So I bought Retreat Me Happy actually in August 2025, and so pretty much around my birthday. So let's just say Retreat Me Happy and I are both Leos, and our birthday is August. The website originally came out in 2019, and so yeah, watch out, watch this space. Retreat Me Happy, we are here to roar. Number five, I completed my 18th trip to India. And on that beautiful trip, I felt so connected to myself and so connected to the country. It inspired us to set a huge goal as a family. And we are moving to India for 3 months at the end of 2026. So I'm setting that goal, I declared it, and I'm sharing it. And that is so exciting. Number six, I redefined Rest and Receive, my business. What that looks like, that actually it's a retreat consultancy, and I'm a retreat consultant. And I've been able to watch it evolve and better understand where it fits in the ecosystem. So that's been really awesome. Number seven, we returned to Mexico after 6 years of marriage. We were married in Mexico in 2020, and we did an underwater photo shoot with my son. So I'll share more photos of that. I don't know, did I do a podcast? I did a podcast episode about Mexico, and I did talk about the photo shoot. So if you want to hear about that, go and listen to that episode. Maybe it's like 10 episodes back. So it's Mexico. Expect the unexpected, I think we called it, or something like that. Reality versus expectations. Number eight, we went to South America as a family. It was a whole new continent for us as a family. I had been there before, but Matt and Finn hadn't, and I totally forgot that we were going to a whole new continent. So only celebrated when we got there. Forgot that our trip detoured via Colombia, which is actually in South America, not Central America. So that was a fun geography lesson. I do know. And a new country for me. Actually, it was a new country for me, not a new continent. So that was fun. Number nine, I went through business mediation, which is not a fun one, but it is definitely a milestone. And I got taken to mediation. And I won't go into the ins and out of it, but I guess that's a level up experience. And sometimes you just have to go that through that in business. I don't recommend it. It's not fun. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger and all that. And all that. Number 10, I spent a month as a bingo caller. This one is TBA, and it was definitely not on my 2026 bingo card. But I took on a role as a bingo caller, and I thought it would be an extra few hours a week or something like that. It ended up being a lot more than that, and I chose not to do it ongoing. So, tick, done that. Thanks for the experience. And I'll do a podcast on it, don't you worry. Number 11, I reached 100 sessions with my PT. So I've been working with my fabulous PT, Nikki Ellis, and I track my workouts. And in the last year, I hit 100, and now I'm at about 183. And I really should be doing one right now, but we'll see. I might do one tomorrow instead. But I was pretty happy to hit that milestone. Number 12, I hosted my second Pleasure Life retreat, this time in Kangaroo Valley. And then on to number 13, I hosted my first Pleasure Life retreat in India. So wasn't my first retreat, but it was the first Pleasure Life retreat, which is really exciting. Off the back of the book, I was doing Rest and Receive retreats, and then I changed the content and they were the Pleasure Life retreats. So they will be back at some point, but not for the minute. Number 14, my son started school, which was a huge family milestone and a lot bigger than I imagined. And I've become a school mum, so that is very interesting. I reached 80 countries, so I've now visited 80 countries around the world. My goal is to visit 193 UN recognized countries. Still about probably 120 off that target, but we're working our way there. I thought originally, actually, I said my goal was to, and so to set a goal here, I said I wanted to reach 195 UN recognized countries, 193 with two, what are they called? Territories, special territories, makes 195. I thought I would do that by the time I was 50. And then my brother challenged me to say, do it by your 40. But we didn't really expect to have COVID in the middle. So, Yeah, that kind of slowed things down a lot. So I've gone back to the original goal. So watch this space, another 120 odd countries in the next 10 years. It's like 12 a year. It's totally manageable. I've got this. Number 16, I won an award for my book. I won a Roar Award last year for my writing, and I received a silver award. Number 17, I decided to close my old website and platform, Kajabi, and I moved that. So that I'm sometimes bad at deleting things or leaving things, but yeah, I did that. So I've moved platforms from Kajabi to Zoho with that with that website. I have three websites, so we're on different platforms for all of them. Super fun. Number 18, I got back into morning walks. Today I'll go for an afternoon walk, but yeah, I have got back in the rhythm of going for a walk, so I'll be doing that very soon. Number 19, I drink protein coffee now. Apparently, that's a habit and an achievement, so tick. Number 20, I lodged my own BAS for the first time, which was so exciting. It saves me money and it also felt very liberating and enjoyable to do that. I'm not very much of an admin girl, so that was really fun. 21, I let go of relationships, business, and personal that didn't serve me anymore, which is, again, not so tangible, but it's a big one. 22, I said no to going to events that just to be seen, and I've only been going to ones where I feel called. 23, I guided our India retreat client to a sold-out retreat and for the our most successful departure yet. So that was very exciting, a very, very successful retreat. Number 24, I got invited to two conferences that I started out by saying no, I wouldn't go, and then I was gifted tickets. So thank you, Universe. And they were wonderful, both of them. 25, I cancelled memberships where I no longer fit the space. So again, chose to leave some groups. 26, I parked a passion project, which is affirmation cards, and they will come at some point, but I want to give them the time and energy they deserve. And so I'm proud of the wisdom to not just push through because I want to do it. 27, I won a $50 in an email competition, so a $50 gift card, and I think me and my husband are going to go out for dinner with that gift card on Friday night. 28, I gave the year a theme, a color theme instead of a word, and this year is golden. 29, I cancelled the distribution of my books to bookstores. So I loved having them in the bookstores and it was awesome to see, but in terms of sales, it was slowing down and it wasn't really working with me. So I've received some of my books back and I'll now sell them directly, which is perfect timing because I'm off to a conference next week. So I'll have stock for the event. Number 30, I booked a speaking gig by sending a text. So that was exciting and validating. 31, I started formally learning another language, Hindi. And my husband has also been learning Hindi, which is really fun. And hopefully, my son will learn some too. 32, my husband and I got back to dance lessons, even if we only did a few. And I hope to book in another one soon once my ankle feels better. I sprained my ankle a few months ago. Super fun. I joined a gym and I committed to my health. So even though I've been doing PT sessions, I've been doing that in kind of random gyms or at home and things like that. So I have actually got a gym membership now. 34, I did that one already. So now I need a new one. What is a new one? I am stumped. What else have I done? Oh, think of something small. I can say I cleaned my office. I cleaned and reset my office. Let's just do that one because yeah, I actually have done, been doing that every few months. So that is a good milestone because it just gives a good energy. So yeah, been using. We had a home organizer, and I've been using the kind of methodology that she had to be able to reset my office quite quickly. So that's nice. 35, I launched my course, Host Profitable Retreats in the Rest to Receive business. 36, I stood up for myself and held my boundaries. 37, we went to Samoa as a family and we had a purely relaxing holiday. 38, we went to Disneyland twice in 1 year and I got to share that with my loves. And 39, I don't know if I should do 38 or 39, 38 for last year or 39 for the year moving forward. So I probably could have got away with not having the other one. But the 39 is that I celebrated all of this. So that's my list. Silent claps, snaps. What's yours? What's on your list? What would be on your list of celebrations? Obviously, some of those are really big. Obviously, some of them were smaller. But they're the things that came to my head. And I think just forcing yourself to keep going and have a number to meet is a really excellent exercise. As I say, I'm sure there's lots of other things that I've forgotten, but this is why we document, this is why we write down, this is why sometimes we remind ourselves, hey, I actually do things, I do achieve things, and I do deserve to be celebrated. It's celebrating the progress, celebrating the success along the way, celebrating the little wins so that you can look back and go, yeah, I did do stuff. And it's okay to celebrate multiple times as well. So as a Leo, I fully endorse that. So for my birthday, we spent a night in a fabulous hotel, the Mondrian on the Gold Coast. We had 2 years ago to the exact day, we were in Qatar and we stayed at the Mondrian for my birthday. So I wanted to be in a new country every year for my birthday, and I have done it successfully for 3 years, or different country at least. It doesn't have to be a new country to me, it has to be celebrating in a different place every year. But this year we were back on the Gold Coast, and that's okay. But I had to stay at a different hotel. So it was a new hotel, it's fabulous, it's down at Burleigh Heads. We had dinner at the Leto restaurant, we had drinks by the pool bar, we had lunch the following day at their gorgeous Haven restaurant, which is also by the pool. We went and had gelato. I had a little chocolate on my bed, and balloons, which is a surprise from the hotel. And most importantly, I was with my husband and son, and that was a beautiful way to celebrate. And we went for a beach walk. I went for a beach walk by myself on the eve of my birthday, and we went for a beautiful walk, my husband and I, on the actual birthday. So, yeah, I think it's really important to celebrate. We had drinks on the Friday night, with some friends. I saw people on the Tuesday. We had cake with my in-laws on the actual day. So there's never a rule of how much or little you can celebrate, but please do celebrate. And you don't have to wait for your birthday. You can find ways to celebrate achievements as you go and mark milestones as you go. I think it's a really important thing to do. We recently had my son lost his tooth. We celebrated that and really made it a milestone. He got his first award. We took him out for dinner, and got him a little, he got a little gift he could choose. Just really anchoring in those moments and just, as I say, celebrating the progress. So that's the episode for today. Shine bright, celebrate, enjoy. And oh, there's another beautiful Dolly quote, and it's just like something like, I'll find it. It was in my stories, and it's like, if you don't like the way it is, change it. If you don't like the path you're on, change it. If you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. I love that. Just, you get to decide. You get to choose. It's your life. And celebrate it however you want. So thank you for listening today to this special birthday episode. As always, if you want to connect with me, come and visit me at emmalovell.au on Instagram. I'm Emma Lovell on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook and my website, emmalovell.au. And if you're not sure how to work with me, just ask me, send me an email, emma@emmalovell.au. It's all emmalovell.au, and I can put you in the right direction. So thank you again. Thank you for listening, lovely one. I hope this has inspired you to dream big and start creating a life you love today. If you love what you're hearing, don't forget to follow and rate on Spotify and rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. It helps other awesome people to find this podcast and get motivated and inspired as well. Want to stay connected? Come and join the Live a Life You Love group on Facebook. Or connect with me on Instagram, emmalovell.au. The same as my website, but all the details are in the show notes, lovely. I'll see you next episode for more inspiration, motivation, and freedom seeking. Go out there and live a life.